Good morning. Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to introduce you all to a friend of mine. His name is Martin Walther, but he likes to go Marty for short. And our friend Marty is a bit old school. You see, he likes to write letters. Of course, he has a cell phone, but letter writing helps him get his thoughts onto a page and his feelings out. And his favorite pen pals and confidants are his mom and dad. And I have for you today a letter from Marty to his parents that I want to read to you. And as I read this, I want you to reflect on Marty's words and how he feels and see how you might relate to it. He writes, "Dear Mom and Dad, last time I wrote was the end of summer. I was so excited to start this new adventure with my new classmates now that we had finished Greek. The memory of my classmates and I plunging into the fountain upon completion of our first class is all but a distant memory for me now. Now that we are halfway done with this first semester of my first year at seminary, I've learned a lot, more than a lot. At times it feels as though my brain oozes from my ears as wise words pour out of my professor's mouth to a pub called Duffy's down the road. I could tell he needed a break from school, and if I'm being honest, I did too. When we sat down, I noticed Phil seemed exhausted. We ordered some drinks and chips to share, and I asked him the typical question that would start most of my conversations here at seminary at this point, which was, how are classes going for you? Phil then looked at me with eyes that seemed unsure and unconfident and said, I feel burnt out. Our conversation led to our thoughts of when we first entered the seminary. We were so happy and so confident that this was where we needed to be. But now, after going through our first half a semester, Phil and I both felt a little less confident in our journey to become pastors. Don't get me wrong, I love learning and I enjoy the culture here at school, but I just get tired. I don't think it's necessarily the classes that make me tired, though. I think I'm tired of myself. And I know you guys always tell me to not compare myself to others, but it's a strong temptation of mine. It's hard not to look around and see others at school who seem to have it all figured out. And I'm sure they have their own problems, but I have a lot of problems. A lot of problems with myself. I don't feel like I'm good enough to be a pastor. I don't have a strong devotional life. Some guys have read the Bible multiple times through, and I haven't even finished it once. I even still find myself with sinful thoughts and gossip about my own classmates. And now I find myself embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of myself, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of not practicing what I preach. I'm tired of being a hypocrite. I still want to be a pastor, so I hope I don't worry you both. It's just, I wonder if there was ever a Pharisee who heard Jesus tell them that they were hypocrites and changed. Because I just want to practice what I preach. Well, don't worry too much about me. I'm currently making a plan for my personal development, so hopefully I can work on some of these things. You just worry about getting that big turkey for when I come home in a couple weeks. Thanksgiving could not come sooner. Love, your son, Marty." I don't think you have to be a first-year STEM student, to relate to Marty here, to relate to that feeling of embarrassment and guilt, of being a hypocrite or not practicing what you preach, of not living up to expectations, whether that be expectations others have on us or our own expectations of ourselves. And God's expectations are crushing. How could we ever live up to that? We are constantly failing miserably. Every day of every hour of every minute, we fail at the expectations that God has for us. Even pastors and seminary professors are not perfect. We all fail at this. Sure, we love to preach. Many of us could stand in a pulpit and preach the entire day, and we would be fine with it if we could get away with it. But to put it into practice, oh, it's difficult. We know the Bible, we know the theology, we know the commandments. It's easy to preach what we know. It's difficult to practice. The Ten Commandments are a short list, and many of us, if not all of us, have memorized them and even memorized Luther's response to them. But they are far, far from easy to practice. They're darn near impossible. And the more we preach what we don't practice, the more the words in our mouths grow sour and bitter like aging milk, and we grow tired of ourselves. And at a seminary that's constantly reminding us of what the expectation is, of what a pastor is, what a pastor looks like, we begin to grow more and more tired of ourselves when we don't practice them. And we begin to think and question ourselves. And we end up looking to the heavens and we ask God, what am I doing down here? Should I even be a pastor? And then we get to a place in our text today. A place where Jesus turns to the crowd and his disciples and reminds them and reminds us that we aren't teachers, nor we are fathers. For there is one Father in heaven, and there is only one teacher. And that is Jesus Christ, God incarnate in the flesh, who lives up to the expectations and shows us that he practices what he preaches. And he takes it so far to preach his own death and follows through with it on the cross. And on the cross, he fulfills the promise of forgiveness of sins. And in that forgiveness, forgives even us. Forgives even us who are hypocrites. Christ forgives us. Even though we fail constantly and we are always preaching and we're not practicing it, he still forgives us and he still redeems us. And he gives us then the power through the Holy Spirit to practice what he calls us to do. And what is it that he calls us to do? It's not to be these great teachers who are called fathers, who look like they have it all figured out. No. He calls us simply to serve. If Marty got a response from his parents after this letter, usually it was from Mom with a nice and neat handwriting, and it'd maybe be 2 to 3 pages long. But I'd like to think that instead this time, Dad responded. Dad, the man of few words. And I'd like to think that Marty's dad would respond similar to how the Father, God the Father, would respond to us in times of feeling guilty and not feeling like we live up to expectations. I'd like to think Marty's dad would write, "Dear Marty, just serve. Love, Dad. Just serve." And that's how I leave you all today. To not focus on ourselves and our shortcomings and how we fall so short of expectations. No. Focus on Christ. Focus on Christ and how he has fulfilled. And he has fulfilled the promise that he gave to forgive you and I our sins and forgive us of our hypocrisy and then to give us his power to just serve. May the peace which surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.